All right, we are with the winning crew chief for today, and that's Greg Zipidelli, who knows a thing or two about winning at Indianapolis. Greg, I know you've been filling in here for the 98 team, but congratulations on yet another win. We'll get right to questions. We have several lined up, and we'll start off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I have a couple. First off, it was hard for us to see on TV, but did you climb the fence? And maybe if, or were you like that? It's not, that's above my pay grade.
No, I would have. Bob, I'm too old to run down there with those kids anymore. So I walked down, and they were coming back down when I got there. So I did it before. Just a really cool win. Great place. That's the first thing Chase said. So that was cool. Glad I could be a small part of him experiencing that. I know he was pretty pumped up to come here, being from Indiana, and you know, a lot of his heroes raced here and grew up around here.
And is there any concern tomorrow? The Cup cars, obviously on the oval in the areas, just going over the tire where the line is was for today, as far as like going over tire rubber and stuff.
I think it'll all come up pretty quick. More of a question of, you know, there's only a little bit of rubber and a couple little spaces on the racetrack that the Cup cars will run on. The rest of it's all doesn't have any rubber on it. And you know how tires wear here. So it'll be interesting to see how that first 10 to 15 laps goes with the tire wear. I mean, we've run here before. We're 5 to 7 laps. You get cords in those tires, and then the racetrack will take rubber pretty quick, and it'll go away.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Greg, what does it say about your organization and Chase in general that you have to make the crew swap, the crew chief and so forth change that you've had in the last several weeks, and he's still able to be performing like you hadn't skipped a beat?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think it's pretty cool that Chase has not gotten down about it. You know, he's just dug down, and you know, he's done a really good job growing and learning and being a little bit more of a leader of this team, especially through this time. You know, so we got a lot of good guys, obviously, at our organization, but this Xfinity team. There's not a lot of them over there, and these guys work their guts out. So just proud to be part of it. Was glad to be able to fill in and help. You know, I've been here anyways, so it was kind of a natural just plug and play.
And before the season started, Chase had said that, you know, he had set a goal for himself of 8 wins, and a lot of people thought he was asking too much of himself. But here we are now in the 13 races, and he's got 5. What did you think of that when he or his potential for the rest of this season?
Yeah, I think potential is obviously there, and you know how it is in this sport. You know, when things are good, they're good. You got to jump on it and take advantage of it. Next week, 2 weeks from now, you know, you lose a little bit, and somebody else picks up and goes and wins a couple of races. So it's just how it is. You can't get confident. You can't get too confident. You certainly can't get cocky, or you're going to get run over. And you know, the people that we've been beating every week are working just as hard or harder to try to catch, you know, what Chase is doing and this team is doing. So very proud of him. He's a good little driver, man. A lot of fun to be around.
Thanks, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jeff Club. Go ahead, Jeff.
Greg, obviously, we can all see that Chase is a good driver. But what are the attributes in your mind that makes him good? Why is he good? What is he doing right?
He has a. I think he's able to dig deep. Like he, you know, there's some people that when it's time to close, I see that a lot in him. He finds a little bit extra. He's building a lot of confidence, but isn't getting cocky, which I love from his perspective. But most of all, he's just a good race car driver. Like you watch guys, and guys go fast, and then you watch guys that go fast and can pass cars, and guys that go fast and it takes them forever to learn how to pass or to get by guys. He just has a natural, very natural, I believe, understands racing. And does a good job racing guys, does a really good job passing. But, you know, our sport, a lot of these racetracks, the aero and things of that nature, is the good guys learn that and they carry it on with them. But most importantly, he's just – he's a good-hearted kid with a lot of will and want to win.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll take a question from Nathan Brown. Go ahead, Nathan.
Craig, I just was curious from a big picture standpoint. You know, we see these Xfinity cars on the IMS road course for the first time this weekend. This partnership between these two series, the new track for you guys, what are your thoughts on what the two series might be able to do going forward, whether it's something like this or similar?
Yeah, I mean, this was fun. It was definitely I didn't know what to expect coming in here, right? Nobody's really had any experience here. We've obviously saw F1 races and IndyCar races in the past, but not these bigger, heavier stock cars. Good God, I don't know. Could you got any better of the last 10 laps of a race? It's racy. It was fun to be a part of. I was surprised. It was a lot better than I guess I didn't want to. I'd maybe come in here and I didn't know what to expect, I guess. But I think it turned out really, really well. To get both of them in one day, it's only 5:30, had two good races. I thought that was pretty cool.
Great, thanks.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Greg, are you ready to get off the box? Or, you thought about, your record's pretty good since you've come back on top.
Yeah, thanks. We'll go to Kentucky and just play the support role next week.
Next up, we'll take a question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thanks, Mike. Congratulations, Sip. I have a question.
You.
Since you've been able to spend time up close and personal, so to speak, with Briscoe, if an opening did occur on the Cup side of the shop, would you advocate for him to get a Cup ride?
Oh, without a doubt. I think he's so young, got a lot to learn, but very, very impressed in how quick he's learning how to race these stock cars. And I hope he's a part of Stuart Haas for a long period of time. He's a good kid, and we'd love to see him on the other side with us.
Thanks a bunch. Thanks.
We have time for one final question. We'll take it from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, Greg, you've been here through some pretty significant moments at Indianapolis and the NASCAR side, and moments where the crowd really reacted in a very big way. Can you give me a sense of perspective about those experiences and then today's race and, you know, another Indiana kid winning, but nobody in the stands to cheer him on like they did for Tony Stewart years ago?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a bummer, but with what's going on, we understand, accept it, move on. It's still a win for an Indiana kid in his hometown. I know a place that is very, very special to him. So kind of cool for it to be the road course and then him to get his first win here. I believe the kid will have many other opportunities in his life.
Thank you.
Greg, congratulations on yet another win, and thank you for your time, and have a great rest of the night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.